Welcome everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the Outreach Coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. In this episode, I'm delighted to host Dr. Salome Dessa-Magalesh, a VaxHub Research Fellow in Vaccine Bioprocessing at UCL Biochemical Engineering. Salome started with studies in biochemistry in her home country, Portugal, followed by a postgraduate degree and a PhD. Her work is on vaccine bioprocessing and focuses on virus-like particles. So a very warm welcome to you, Salome, and thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Luda.
So to start with, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes. So as you mentioned, I have a degree in biochemistry. It was actually very funny how I picked my degree because I always want to be a scientist, but I was not sure in what. And I remember that I had this really nice and informal conversation with a teacher at high school. And then he mentioned to me, because I was in doubt, should I follow chemistry? Should I follow biology? And he told me, oh, you know, that chemistry is like the bricks of a house, but if you want to make it beautiful, you need the biology. And then on my mind, it was, okay, I will do both. So this was why I picked biochemistry. Everybody was asking, oh, you should go to medicine. But I was not feeling the willingness to go to the medicine. And then back then, the studies, the education in Portugal was not standardized to the rest of the Europe. So I did a 5-year degree, which is quite long. And when I finished my degree, I really wanted to go to work, get my independence, no more studies. I'm done. I will never go back. Which I was super wrong. I did work in several laboratories where I did quality control and quality assessment. Then I moved to a lab, which was a reference lab, and which gave me the opportunity to work as well on more on a regulatory part of the science. Right. So I was responsible for certification of the labs.
So compliance with regulatory requirements in the production.
And that was my first experience going abroad because I was able to work with the Joint Center of Research in Belgium at Kiel meeting the ones that are responsible for the standardization of the things, the ISOs, the all that kind of documentation. And that was a huge experience professionally and personally because it was my first time abroad and with such huge people, let's say.
Yes.
And then I came back and then, you know, I was trying to, I was not feeling fulfilled.
Right.
So I went back to uni to do my master. And again, it was not a typical master. It was a 2-year. And I wanted.
So this was in Portugal.
In Portugal, all okay. In Portugal, and it was to know in depth the biology, because when you are doing biochemistry, you have a really good knowledge about. I wouldn't say the basics. It's more than the basics. Then if you want to study more about immunology or molecular biology, you have to go in depth. So I decided to do a master because of that, because I was feeling that it was my way. And I did my master there, and my master was already in DNA vaccines.
Okay, but, so we started from...
Yeah, we started very early in the vaccine world, but it was by chance.
Okay.
Again, it was by... I attend a webinar, and there was this professor from one of the best universities in Portugal, and he was talking, and he talked so well. I was completely overwhelmed with his speech. But at the same time, I will never work with someone like this because I don't have the background, and you really need to be very good to enter this university. But I give it a shot. I sent my CV. I wrote a letter like expressing my willingness. Well, you know, I'm doing my master and I need a place to do the thesis. and they interview me and they set me there, and I start my vaccine.
So we can say this person really inspired you.
Yes, really, really inspired me. Yeah,
that's nice to hear. Yeah. And then from there,
From there, I went back to work because for me, I don't like to do things in a row. So the education, especially back then, because it was so long, I always thought, okay, let's go to work and then clear the mind just to think about it. Because going from the master to a PhD, another 4 years of studies, it's a huge commitment. And I really wanted to experience new things. So I went back to work again in laboratories. You can call me a lab rat, yes. But it gave me different opportunities, different areas. And talking with my colleagues at work, and I said, oh, you should continue to pursue the vaccines because it's really, I can see in you that it's really what you like. And I applied for a PhD. And on the same group as I did my master.
Okay.
And I did the PhD also related with the DNA vaccines, but this time it was more focused on the delivery systems of the vaccines. Because it's another thing that I like. It's just to fill gaps. It's not like being on the vaccine world only responsible for the research part, but also like, so what's next? I have my vaccine, so delivery would be a different thing that would complement my
knowledge.
So was
it delivery in the sense of?
In the cells, so administration of, and more kind of the formulation, let's say, because
the formulation
of the vaccine.
Okay, so the very final step of the production process.
Yeah.
All right.
And after I finish, and during my PhD, because when you are doing this kind of studies, novelty is key. Because I apply for a mixed PhD, and what I mean by that is when you apply, you can do the standard PhD on an institution or in a company, wherever. But I really ask to do it abroad. Okay. So the majority of my PhD was done in Norway in a company, and we were looking, so on this formulation, because you are always looking for adjuvants or excipients or whatever you need to complement the formulation. So the goal or the ambition was to find molecules that could act as DNA inhibitors. Mm-hmm. So because the DNA is very prone to degradation. So we wanted to find something else besides the traditional delivery methods that exist, using marine resources, which was completely new. And I must say that I love it. I love to be in a company, the structure, and it was my first time in a very well-established company there.
So that was your main industry experience.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So, and it was good because they gave me the freedom, even though I was a PhD student. But at the same time, I did have all the rules to obey as if I was an employee from the company. Mm-hmm. But I never felt excluded. I always felt part of the team, and it did work very well. And I still have contacts with them. Until now.
So what's the good about working in industry? I guess you were sort of like working both with industry and academia during this time, but in general, because you experienced that as well, what is the pro of maybe working in industry compared to academia and the other way around?
They
as
are
well.
Completely different. You know, in academia, you have more flexibility on doing what you want to do,
research shaping.
Yes,
your...
exactly. So you can do your own timetables and deliver what you are expected to deliver. In the company, you don't have that flexibility because we have deadlines to obey, and they are not flexible. Because we are driven by what the customers needs.
Of course.
So yes, it was my PhD. I was doing something, but that something, if it was good, they would use in the company. So I was having also the deadlines of those deliveries, not very intense, as if it was a product that they were already working on. But yes, you could feel the structure.
A bit more pressure, maybe, in a way.
Yes, a little bit. But I do like it. Mm-hmm. I impose myself on my daily basis deadlines because I do like it to feel that structured. Pressure. Yeah.
Okay. And so today you're currently working within VaxHub.
Yes.
On virus-like particles and dengue mm-hmm. vaccines.
Yeah.
And if you have to think about the future, what are your goals? Is there something that you hope to achieve in terms of career development? Would you like to share a little bit about your ambition?
Because I always like to see the big picture. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about what I haven't done on the vaccine world. Mm. So, for example, I started with the DNA, then the delivery. Now, when coming here, it was new for me because it was my first experience working more on the engineer part, on the production that was lacking, which gave me another overview of the vaccine world.
And that is upstream processing,
it's
right?
It's the upstream process part. And now I really do like what I'm doing now because, as you know, I work closely with the PT Biopharma company. And when I started to work, it was very focused on the upstream part. But because, again, the results and the outcomes were driven by the necessities of the company, it allowed me to expand to the downstream. So I can say I'm not an expert on vaccine bioprocessing, but I can do a lot within all the steps of the process because of that. Right. And I'm very thankful for that. I do feel excitement in doing that. So I'm not getting bored. So I think I will continue to work a little bit more on this. Maybe to complement, I would like to experience a little bit more on the regulatory part, mm-hmm. Because I think it's a very boring part, I know, but I think being there and put ourselves on the shoes of the regulators, it could help us researchers to how to communicate better with them,
right?
Because it might be one of the limitations
and save a lot of time
later on. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And anything else about your hopes for your future career? Would you like to stay in academia, or is there some
changing? So in parallel to what I do, I recently started the entrepreneurial route of things. Yes, so me and a colleague, we are trying to the commercialization of a product that she is developing, but she's inviting me to start a company. And we have been doing development courses. I can mention some. So at London Business School and also at the Panacea Stars schemes. And it's been an amazing experience. It's a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. But I guess because I work as well on startups. And as I mentioned, I do like the stress and the pressure. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the
challenge.
The challenge, yeah. That for me, it's key. It has to exist all the time. So that is something that in the future, it's not in a near future, but maybe in a...
Like
5 years, we might have a baby born, like a new startup.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And it's great to hear that you know that there is also always potential to evolve your career into something different.
Yeah.
And you know, keep learning, as you were saying, mm-hmm. And exploring new fields, I guess.
Yes, I think that is one of the advantages of being a scientist, because we do adapt very well to different areas.
Yeah, you can apply your knowledge.
Yes.
Wonderful. Is there anything that you would, any advice that you would give to students or people interested in pursuing a career in this space, maybe especially in vaccine research vaccine bioprocessing?
Yeah, first of all, I think there's not enough knowledge, because sometimes when we are talking about with students on our outreach program, for example, when we are talking about with them, we still feel that the message is not being fully given. So they still think that we need to be clinicians or somehow related with hospitals, but don't. So this is the first thing. I think they shouldn't be scared of picking what they really like, because they can jump around in science and
study what you're passionate
they should,
about.
Exactly. That is critical. Even if they want to go to be a biologist or a chemist or a chemical engineering, it's super fine, because they can change, and they can change already in the master.
Yeah.
So that's the flexibility. And then not being scared of trying new things, because it's normal to be scared. I'm still scared when I change area, and I'm changing all the time. And after, I don't know how many years of working experience, you still feel it. So for them, it's just do whatever you like to do. That is very important, because this is huge commitment. Mm-hmm. And for my personal experience, you don't need to do anything in a row. So if you want to take a gap year between your degrees, or do something else.
Some industry experience.
Or even in a completely different area. I don't know. For example, one of the things that I would like in the future as well, it's to do something that could connect science with art. Mm-hmm. So that would be something I don't know if I would spend a lot doing that, but definitely I really, really want to try that, because again, it's difficult and it's new, and I guess it's a good challenge as well.
Yeah, I guess endless potential.
Yes, exactly.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing about you. I'm sure that many people will enjoy this conversation to hear about what you've done and how you achieved what you achieved so far. And good luck for
you.
The future.
Yeah. Thank you, Ludo.
Thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub, Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the outreach coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. To delve deeper into the world of vaccine development and production through fascinating stories from researchers, academics, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, among others, be sure to also explore our other podcast episodes, as well as our summary video series on the same topic.